From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. 70 years ago, a federal appeals court in St. Louis ruled that African-American teachers in the Little Rock School District should receive pay equal to their white counterparts. The case left a lasting impact on black activism in the city. Here's my report. In 1943, the Little Rock Classroom Teachers Association, with the help of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund and attorney Thurgood Marshall, brought a class action lawsuit against the school district on behalf of 86 black teachers. The CTA had recently formed a salary adjustment committee, finding that on average, black elementary and high school teachers earned less than their white counterparts.
We felt that our teachers and principal deserved equal pay because they had equal credentials to the white teachers and principals. In fact, sometimes our people had more advanced degrees and more experience and still made lower salaries.
Faustine Jones-Wilson attended Paul Lawrence Dunbar High School at the time of the trial and graduated in 1945. As a student, she says grown-ups often did not discuss the lawsuit with the younger generation. University of Arkansas Little Rock professor and Arkansas civil rights historian John Kirk says the case for equal pay followed several similar suits filed by the NAACP around the country.
What's specific about the Little Rock case and what makes it interesting and important in terms of the NAACP's wider campaign is that in Little Rock, they introduced a so-called merit rating sheet.
Kirk says the school district used a long list of criteria on the rating sheet as a means to determine salaries.
And it just so happens that African-American teachers turn out on this independent criteria to be worse than white teachers.
In order to prove the teacher rating system was discriminatory, Marshall and the other attorneys chose as their lead plaintiff the chair of the English department at Dunbar High School, 31-year-old Sue Cowan Morris.
I didn't think we'd win right off, but eventually I thought maybe we'd win. And as some people decided that I would be the test case, then I knew that I was going to get back.
In this 1993 interview conducted by Kirk, Morris talked about her credentials, which often exceeded those of many white teachers in the district. For this reason, the legal team considered Morris the best candidate to prove there was discrimination. When Morris and the other black teachers did not initially win their case, the school district did not renew Morris's contract the following year. But on June 19, 1945, the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis overturned the previous court's ruling. Morris, who remarried later in life and became Sue Cowan Williams, was rehired by the Little Rock School District many years later. The case did leave lasting impressions on the African-American community.
I think it's important to realize that during that time, and certainly prior to the Little Rock Central High School incident, outward activism was just something that was not even in the minds of people.
Treopia Washington's mother and aunt were teachers in the class action suit. Even though more outspoken civil rights activism was a long way off, Washington says the case instilled a bravery in the community that eventually extended a generation down to her brother, Ernest Green, one of the Little Rock Nine. Historian John Kirk says the case also catalyzed the NAACP's work in the state, which before had little influence in Arkansas.
But the teacher's salary suit really changed that. It got Thurgood Marshall into the city. It got the NAACP connected to local people here in Little Rock. And very soon after, an Arkansas State Conference of Branches was founded in 1945.
10 years later, Marshall and the NAACP would go on to win the Supreme Court case Brown versus Board of Education. Today, a public library adjacent to the former Dunbar High School, now a junior high, bears Sue Cowan Williams' name. Chris Hickey, KUAR News,